says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Catch
too many catfish right now in the frozen Red River. The water's flowing underneath. The catfish are down there. You just have to poke a hole through the ice and you can catch some catfish. You're listening to the Sunday extravaganza of the American Freedom Party, the American Freedom Party Report. 3 hours we have together. I'm James Kelso, fortunate to be your host in this live show. And we invite you to be live on the show as well. The call-in number, if you have a pencil handy, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And with 3 hours, we can talk about a lot of stuff. And a good chance for you to get those calls in that are hard to get in during the week in our one-hour program, which is from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here at Republic Broadcasting. And we entitle that The Trump Phenomenon. And with us today is our stalwart sidekick, George in Maryland. George, thank you for being with us.
Good to be here, James. Gosh, the inauguration just can't get here fast enough.
Yes, it is upon us, folks, and it is wonderful. It's quite an odyssey that we have been on with this show. When we started the show, there were 17 candidates for the Republican nomination. And, understandably, people thought that maybe this was a little bit of a moonshot to create a radio show called The Trump Phenomenon when Trump is only one of 17 candidates, and that still doesn't get him into the White House because he's got to get through the beating the Democrat nominee. And so... Well, here we are. It's all actually happened, and we're now just days away from the Friday inauguration. So we'll talk about that. It's looking great. It really looks like it'll be a tremendous inauguration. There will be some sour grapes people having their march the next day, and so various losers upset that they lost will be riding buses to put on some kind of a sour grapes protest after the inauguration. Who cares?
Well, I care, James. I mean, gosh, these people are so upset. Well, how do you think this side's felt? I mean, we've had 36 years of solid you-know-what being shoved in our face. You know, was I allowed to cry and not go to work for a week because Bill Clinton won in 1996? Hardly.
Right. Yeah. Good point. Well, so there you go. It's you can call in at any time during the 3 hours. You can call in now if you like at 800-313-9443. Well, as we go into the inauguration, I'm looking at articles here that are up on Donald Trump's website. And so we may go to these stories. I'll give you some titles here. The small business optimism soars after the Trump election. That's a story that Donald Trump is featuring on his website, DonaldJTrump.com. Another story featured is from Town Hall, is 8 ways Trump has already made America great again. And... let's see, did I link up to that story? Let me open that story in another tab. Another story, Armed Services Committee Senator says Trump's generals will make the presidential cabinet great again. And the slug on that is the American people should be encouraged at the nomination of Marine Generals James Mattis and John Kelly to serve in President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet. Another headline that Trump is featuring, that's why I'm featuring him here, Trump's health care nominees are just what the doctor ordered. And this is an article from The Hill. President-elect Trump picked the right team to usher in a new era for health care reform and Medicare physician payments. The another story up now. Bringing America first to government contracts. And then the final story featured by Donald Trump. Great expectations, small business, upbeat about 2017. And the pick one of these now. I'm getting them. I'm going to message the engineer here. In fact, folks, if you ever here's something you can do in our audience. Of course, I listen to the quality of our output here. George does as well. Paul Fromm when he's here, and we have this great engineers at Republic Broadcasting, and they're listening for any wobble or any defect in our audio. But you out there in the audience, you know, you're the ultimate test. So if you hear any defects in our sound during a show, don't be shy about pointing it out. It might be just something on your system, but if you hear something going on with the sound, let us know. You can be junior engineers here for the show. And then let's go over here. Another thing we'll cover today, Matt Drudge, really, his page is incredibly important because he's replacing the lamestream media. People by the millions are reading Drudge's page. People by the millions are reading Breitbart, and they are viewing Breitbart. And these things are going to turn into television, in effect. It'll be internet video that these channels put out. But it will replace the lamestream media that we're all so disgusted with. And we know that the lamestream media is having a heart attack over their impending replacement. The ratings have been good during the Trump campaign because Donald Trump was so hot that he actually helped their ratings. But that's going to change when people start reading Drudge instead of watching NBC and watching Breitbart TV rather than CNN. So all good there. And let's see, let's go to also, we always check in with Ann Coulter and her latest column, Tips for Hate Crime Hoaxers. And she says, in a country of more than 320 million people, everything must happen once. So it's somewhat surprising that not one of the alleged post-election hate crimes committed by Trump supporters has actually turned out to be true. They are false. In one of two ways, either that they aren't hate or they aren't true. This week we'll provide tips for selling a hate crime that didn't happen. Hate crime hoaxer tip number one. Don't invent hate crimes that could form the opening of a Harlequin romance. Liberal girls always seem to be imagining strong, rough, Heathcliff-type white men demanding that they disrobe or become sex slaves. Oddly, Heathcliff keeps doing this in well-trafficked areas in the middle of the day with no witnesses. The hijab hoaxer at the University of Michigan described her imaginary Trump-supporting pursuer as white in his 20s or 30s with an athletic build, unkempt and intoxicated. He demanded that she remove her hijab. After a police investigation, she admitted she made it up. The alleged hijab victim at the University of New Mexico, Lena Agad, said her hijab was ripped off by a, quote, really buff guy wearing a Trump shirt, unquote. The attack was serious enough. Yes, the attack was serious enough for her to tell the media about it, but not serious enough to report it to campus security, much less the police. A 28-year-old black woman, Kara Stevens, claimed her three Trump-supporting white men in their 30s approached her in a Safeway parking lot in Hillsboro, Oregon, mentioned Donald Trump, then threatened to turn her into their sex slave. investigation suspended with no video, no witnesses, and no evidence. With a little more imagination, these stories could become the new 50 Shades of Grey. She says, let me find my place here. Hate crime. I lost my place. Hate crime hoaxer tip number two. Don't accuse white men of throwing things at you, even if it allows you to issue inspirational quotes suitable for framing, like, "It's going to take more than a brick to break me." An African-American woman, Alicia Long, claimed that the day after the election, three white men in Trump shirts threw rocks at her on the campus of Bowling Green State University. The Safeway, she's going through a catalog here of these fake, phony cases. The Safeway sex slave, Kara Stevens, claimed the Trump supporters threw a brick at her. We've seen lots of rock, bottle, and brick throwing recently in Ferguson, Baltimore, Charlotte, Oakland, Chicago. In fact, pretty much whenever disaffected urban youth encounter the police. We've seen Mexicans throw eggs at Trump supporters and rocks at the police. And we've seen Brazilians throw rocks at journalists at the Olympic Games in Rio, Palestinians throw rocks at the military in Israel, and Muslim refugees, in ironic quotes, throwing rocks at the police in Europe. But throwing things at people never really caught on with white men over the age of six. Even sad, directionless, white, alleged men at Occupy Wall Street protests, i.e. the molecular opposite of a Trump supporter, don't seem to have thrown rocks at cops. The rock throwing was done by their minority backup. Again, we're a country of 320 million people, so it must have happened sometime. But the 21st century white American male is the most pacific and least rock-throwing Y-chromosome being ever to walk the earth. Black women screaming, black women accusing white men of throwing rocks at them are thinking of what they would do, not what their athletically built white male Trump-supporting Lotharios would do. Hate crime hoaxer tip number three. Don't post your tale of victimology on Facebook if your father may read it, worry about you, and call the police. That's what Alicia Long's father did, which, to Miss Long's eternal embarrassment, led to a police investigation. The cops found clear evidence of hate. Hers. She'd texted her boyfriend such sweet nothings as, quote, "I haven't met a decent Trump supporter yet, and I hope they all get AIDS." More significant in terms of the penal code, the police determined from her cell phone records that she was nowhere near the site of the alleged rock-throwing incident. And then she concludes, Ann Coulter, that is, concludes, "Hate crime hoaxers, I don't think I need to tell you this, but you do not want a police investigation. Much better to send anonymous reports into America's leading hate group, the Southern Poverty Law Center, so your story can appear in the New York Times, the Washington Post, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, the Today Show, Good Morning America, etc. A brick might not break you, but a police investigation will." A good column there from Ann Coulter. And you know what we see, folks, this is the arrival of Donald Trump. And an actual patriotic administration has got the other side in meltdown mode. And of course, we're in celebration mode. So there's a division in America, George, is greater than it's ever been. And we're going to see all kinds of things we've never seen before in the tepid, lukewarm administrations of the Bushes and others who really didn't really. Fire up our enemies the way Donald Trump has fired them up. So this is going to be, these will be uncharted waters for us, what's going to be happening in the next 8 years.
But very good uncharted waters.
Yeah. And let me get myself connected to you folks out there. I'm going to check in on my screen here as calls come in at 800-313-9443. We've got a call here from Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, you're coming in 5x5. Your host is just a little bit lower in volume, and, you know, sometimes that can be if you're speaking directly into the microphone or if that's...
How's that, Mike?
I can hear you. It's the sound quality is just a little lower, and it changes when you get put on the air. The volume goes down a little bit, but...
Well, when you have drinking, you should be able to understand me a little better.
Oh, I can hear you. But you're just a little lower. But what I was going to get at is I think a lot of people in the media now are flying blind because of all the way that the digital signals are processed. There's a delay, and it's a natural delay in the case of RBM, either through the Internet or through off the FTA satellite. There's up to a minute delay, maybe longer. And, you know, it used to be, I guess, there was an analog feed going out of the studio to the satellite receiver, and, it still had to go up 23,000 miles and come back down 23,000 miles. So it was about a 4 or 5 second delay. But a lot of people are, in the media are flying blind because they can't really monitor themselves live, because you get a feedback loop if you're not careful that it just turns to mush. So... It's a good, like you said, it's a good idea to let people know if they're going out and they're being heard fine, rather than just to tune out, call in and say, hey, man, there's an issue, your Skype is choppy or whatever. We need to let people know, especially in independent media, because I think in the technocratic state that we have, there's so many ways for the hackers to mess with us, be it just people having fun or be it active suppression techniques from the status quo establishment types. I've had numerous problems that go beyond, what normal people would call tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist stuff going back 20 years, and I've had to prove it to people. I mean, even with witnesses and being able to tell people what they were doing when they thought their phone was folded up and tucked away in their purse or on a belt pouch that they're totally off, But with the RBN, I've noticed a couple of different free-to-air satellite receivers have glitches to where you just be listening and the feed will go off, and you have to actually turn the power off and back on. I got one receiver I can't even scan in here. It won't scan. It won't recognize any of the audio channels on that satellite. But the other network that's on here, it comes in fine. That's what I find interesting at RBN. Has some kind of little forward error correction problem or some kind of a glitch in there that can make it difficult, especially for the older receivers. I think if you've got one that's more than, say, 5 years old. But that's just one of the things I've noticed about it. And I have
Mike, the great news is that what we will be seeing over the next 8 years, and I just use 8 years as that'll be the Trump administration, we're going to cover it in full here on, our six programs throughout the week. We only skip Saturday. The part of the Trump phenomenon and the work of the American Freedom Party, we are going to see a real change in the media, a real change out. The lamestream media is going to be phased out. I think we'll be seeing that. And we'll see the creation of new right-wing or patriots, maybe a better word, media. We're seeing it happen right here. Yes, liberty-minded. You're seeing it right here at RBN. Breitbart is a very good example. Breitbart is busting out all over with their expansion. So,
say that I got frustrated with computers in the mid-1980s because they were so sketchy, hackable, glitchy.
Right.
We got to have backup plans. We got to air gap everything.
Okay, I like that. We got a little break coming up. Stay with us, Mike. Be right back, folks.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
We're back, folks. Listening there to Buffalo Springfield, if you're old enough to remember that. You're as old as George and myself. Buffalo Springfield transmuted itself into Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and then it later added Young. We've got on the phone with us Mike in Kentucky. And Mike, thank you for your thoughts here. Mike, we lost Mike during the break, but Mike, thank you for calling in. And as we head in, we've just a few days left until the inauguration of Donald Trump. It's really going to happen. Looking at some headlines here, there is at Drudge, there's a story here on what's going on in Europe. And here is a Archbishop Emeritus, Carlo Liberati, Liberati, and he's got a Wikipedia page in Italian. And let's see, translating this. Well, first, let's go to the story. Let's look at the story that we're covering, and then This is at Catholicism.org. Archbishop Carlo Liberati. Everybody will be Muslim because of our stupidity. We've been saying it for a while now. A hateful Islamic militancy bent on dominating the lands of former Christendom will not be defeated by religious liberalism, by weakness, or by the progressivism of Western men. And it must be defeated or it will defeat. It must be vanquished or it will vanquish. That is its history. Nobody's calling for an invasion of Islamic nations here. Regarding the homeland, Islam simply must be kept out. Liberal Europe, secular Europe, sexually liberated, in ironic quotes, Europe, formerly Catholic Europe, has invited its own destruction. Thank you, Archbishop Carlo Liberati, I think he was born in 1937, for talking some sense. And we note what your name means in Italian.
I really like this article, James. The old priests, there's not that many of them left. William and Wisconsin certainly know, but those of us who are grown up Catholic, you know, we lost our church a long time ago. What's out there right now, the Catholic Church, is not the Catholic Church. It's totally conquered from top to bottom. It's a bunch of mushy, liberalistic garbage. And now we have an all-out communist. That man is not Catholic. And all the opprobrium he brings to the Society of Jesus and Jesuits is well-founded. And, you know, here's old Archbishop Carlo, gray as can be, walking with a cane, who still says the Mass in the old Latin rite, and, you know, in just total despair going, we used to call Europe Christendom.
And we didn't even bring on booking.com.
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm ranting, and any good RBN heavy-duty traditionalist Catholic, you know, call up. We'll take the same part as James, help me out again. Who's the guy who did Braveheart? It'll come to me. Gibson, is the greatest authority on this.
Yes.
And he would tell you the same thing, that, you know, Carlo Liberati is sort of like, you know, the forgotten cardinals in 1964 who tried to stop Vatican II. Cardinal Ottaviani is one of them. And they failed. And, you know, the Catholic Church today, especially in Western countries, is more communist than a communist country. And, you know, the Conference of Catholic Bishops in the United States, they are at the very top of the pyramid, bringing millions and millions and millions of, you know, non-American, non-white refugees to the United States and putting them in in my backyard.
Yep, you got it. Folks, you can call in during the break, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, "I think we're in remission." I was so happy. I had no idea that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first,
folks. And you're listening to the American Freedom Party Report here on January 15th, 2017. Thank you for joining us. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We've got, let me make sure I've got this in order now. Ken in Texas. Yes, Ken in Texas, you're on the air. Okay, we lost Ken. Ken, call back. Maybe I kept you waiting too long. Alan in South Carolina. Are you there, Alan?
Yes, James. Good afternoon.
Hey, thank you for calling.
On the other side of the river, equally satisfying to me this morning on Meet the Press, Chuck Todd was talking about the new abnormal.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, they just can't stand it. He was promoting, I guess, what is the guy's name, the black guy, John? What's his last name?
Oh, on Meet the Depressed. Isn't that Juan Williams?
Are you thinking of Juan Williams, Alan?
The senator who's just made the speech about Trump being illegitimate or not legitimate.
Well, I didn't catch that one, but go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, well, you know, it seems like it's just everywhere to me. But anyway, Meet the Press this morning, you know, you were talking about how good it was for us. I'm thinking about it's equally good for us that it's so bad for somebody like Chuck Todd. He's even talking about the new abnormal. They just can't stand it.
He can't stand it. Okay, I get the reference now. Well, you know, Alan, yeah, this is something we're going to, you know, this is new. This is new territory for us, is this incredible split between what the Patriot administration that is now coming into the White House and the leftists who thought they had it made with 8 years of Obama. They thought they were looking really good, and they were so sure that an Obama lookalike in Hillary Clinton was going to replace Obama. I think they were really, you know, counting their chickens before they were hatched. And
well,
they
absolutely
thought
they had the power in the palm of their hand, just getting ready to close it into a fist to pound us to death, and it didn't work.
And you'll notice, yes, and you'll notice that throughout the Trump campaign, the leftists were so, you know, entranced with their own, you know, their own ideas that they didn't seem possible to them. How could Donald Trump win? It seemed utterly impossible to them. Then when it started to seem possible, then they started just flat out lying, saying that it wasn't going to happen. But this is a shock to them. And now we are in a state where we have a greater split, a greater divide between the leftists who just lost power and we on the right who just regained some power. This is the biggest split in my lifetime that I've ever seen. I've never seen, you know, my political life began with the Kennedy-Nixon election of 1960. I was in junior high school, and in that particular election, I sided with Nixon, as if it mattered. But, I mean, what was at stake? Nixon versus Kennedy. You know, what much difference was it going to make? Two, you know, white men who are, you know, you know, reasonably sane, both of them. And so for America, it wasn't a matter of life or death whether John Kennedy or Richard Nixon became the president. And that was kind of reflected in we had debates there in junior high. Another kid in the class stood up and, you know, advocated for John Kennedy. Neither of us had much to say, really. But now, the night and day difference between an Obama, the world of Obama, the world of Hillary Clinton, and the world of Donald Trump, man, this is night and day. So we're going to see an interesting 8 years in which this is going to be tough. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I would expect this. I would expect that the other side is going to be nastier and fight in a meaner way than they ever have in the past. And our enemies are numerous, so this is not going to be easy going for us. And anybody on the Republican side of the aisle and the senator of the House who wants to play footsie with the Democrats or with the left, boy, we're going to have to offload those people. Because these votes in the House and the Senate, they, to my eye, looks like it's going to be pretty close on legislative item after item, initiative after initiative taken by this bold thinker, Donald Trump. He's going to have backing in the House, backing in the Senate. He is not going to want to have a Democratic House or a Democratic Senate, which could really thwart what he could do. So this is a tremendous opening that we have, a Republican House, a Republican Senate, not much room to spare there in the size of the majorities. But this is going to be, and what will our job be, Alan? Our job out here in the public will be to, when do politicians see the light? When they feel the heat. What will our job be? Apply the heat.
Well, so I think, you know, John Stapmiller likes to produce songs. I've got one for him. Remember Martin, Abraham, and John, that was a leftist theme back in our youth?
Yes.
We need to get rid of Marco, John, and Lindsay, and others. Yeah. But, you know, maybe Marco, John, and Lindsay makes a nice lyrical phrase for a song.
Yeah, these holdovers, these...
And, you know, phony thing, whatever happened to them, we got rid of them.
Yeah, exactly. So that'll be one of our jobs out here in the public, is we got to find a replacement for Lindsey Graham in South Carolina, a replacement for John McCain in Arizona, and we need to replace Marco Rubio in Florida with real, you know, real patriots. So that's our job out here. Donald Trump can't do that for us. We have to do it. And also those people out there in the patriot community that are hearing my voice, who are, you know, kind of holding fire and waiting to see, you know, is Trump real? And, you know, can I really support this guy? I'm going to wait. I've talked to a couple of, you know, patriot buddies of mine who say, well, I'm going to wait and see what he produces, see what he can do. Well, that's kind of unrealistic. Expecting one man by himself to turn around this behemoth of you know, the multicultural, multiracial monstrosity that's, you know, now being imposed on Europe and America and Australia and Canada, you know, throughout our world. Well, Alan, any more thoughts that you might have before we go to Mitzi in Florida?
Well, just to support you. Now, I first became aware of politics, and some of my friends got really into it when Goldwater was running. And I just didn't get it. Too busy playing golf and working on cars. My early youth.
Yes, you sound like, well, you know, you're in my age set there, Alan, and folks that can remember Goldwater and all of that. Was Kennedy Nixon your first presidential election in which you were, you know, thinking about things?
Yeah, because my father kept preaching. What would the world come to if Kennedy gets to be president? He didn't have much use for him as a Democrat, you know, because he was a Democrat talking about, let's see, I remember one of them that set him off was friendly fascism. Do you remember John Kennedy's theory about friendly fascism, power of the government?
No, I don't remember that term.
Well, my father called it one night on the television. Somebody like Walter Cronkite interviewed him, and he said, well, what we need is friendly fascism. And my father said, I thought we just got through fighting against that.
Yeah.
But I didn't get it.
Yeah, well, the issues, you know, back in 1960, I remember presenting the case for Nixon against the case for Kennedy, and we worried then about things like Kamoi and Matsu, and younger people, that will mean nothing to you. But Kamoi and Matsu are two little islands off of the China coast that were contested between Taiwan and mainland China. And Nixon was more a supporter for hanging on to Kamoi and Matsu than Kennedy was, I think. And that was an issue back then.
I remember, so, only since you mentioned it, if somebody had asked me for that, I'd say, well, you'll just have to shoot me because I can't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's true.
And, you know, folks, you know, people don't, it's hard to believe for younger people, but back in 1960, folks, the invasion, the non-white invasion of America had not yet begun. It's hard to believe. It wasn't here, and it had not yet begun. 1960 America was more than 90% white, and our non-white population was a traditional one. It was the black population, the holdover from the stupidity of the era of slavery, and that had given America a black population of 9 or 10%, and that had held steady for many years. America, this is hard to believe for younger people, between 1920 and 1965, America actually got, you're not going to believe this, you younger people, it got whiter, from 1920 to 1965 in a very measurable way. America, which was already 90% white back in 1920, got a little bit more white over the ensuing 45 years because we had good immigration laws, our borders were not open, and we had a permanent basis for an America that could have endured forever. That was, and our black population was stably at 10% or so. And that was the only minority population that we had. It was a very small American Indian population. There was no significant Mexican population. You're not going to believe. It's hard to believe, isn't it? And there was certainly no significant non-white population of any other kind in America. And America, white America of 90% and black America of 10% had come to a pretty decent accommodation with each other. You know, there were black communities, black neighborhoods. They were somewhat functional. They could have survived. They had good. They were viable communities, and America could have gone on with that model for century upon after century. And then the wheels started to come off. In 1965, we had the amendments to the Immigration Act, sponsored by Emanuel Seller, a Jewish congressman, and Ted Kennedy, a Democrat senator. And with that, the amendments to the Immigration Act of 1920 and 1924 that came in 1965, the immigration invasion began. And it's been heating up ever since. But this huge Mexican population that's inside of the borders of America now, that wasn't here. You know, you younger people, you may think, well, you know, look at all these Spanish names to cities like San Francisco and Santa Barbara and Los Angeles and, you know, other names like that, El Paso.
They were white cities.
Yeah, folks, you younger people, they were entirely white cities. And there was no, yes, those were holdover names from the days of Spanish colonial presence. So those towns, when they were little pueblos, they were tiny, with tiny populations, were named San Francisco and Monterrey and Santa Cruz. There were no, those are entirely white cities. There was no Mexican population there. I lived there. I know. This invasion all occurred after the border was opened up. And it's been this rush of people. The Mexican population in America now, this is hard to believe, is larger than the black population. What? That's right. And the black population has been enhanced now by this new black population, which is utterly different, of people like the Haitians and black Africans. This is an entirely different population. Very different from the black population from which Ben Carson draws his roots, which is an American black population with some actual roots and some actual, you know, a real history and tradition. So,
yes.
Anyway, so here we are, and
yeah, Jamie, Alan, we were saying,
Alan, I'm just reminiscing.
USA with, and your Chevrolet, America's the greatest land of all. We should have been saying before it's gone.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. How did it go on? America
thing.
Is calling you to drive or something like
America's
this.
America's the greatest land of all. Dinosaurs sang it.
Yeah, gosh, those were the days. And folks, boy, you know, we older folks, man, we want to help you in every possible way we can as you take the torch from us. You know, it has to happen. Law of nature, we're going to fall, and then you have to pick up the torch. And so one of the things we can do is let you know, hopefully this is encouraging to you, America was once a white nation. So recently that George and Kelso and Alan in South Carolina and Paul Fromm, we all remember it. And we were all seeing the USA in our Chevrolet. And
remember it very fondly too, James.
And it was really a white place.
And everything we've had since then, I don't even like to talk about it.
Yeah, boy, you young folks, you know, and we're not proud of this. Now, we older folks, we are not proud of the problem that we have left you. But don't be too hard on us. It's not all of us that left this problem to you. Some of us have been fighting against this for a long time, and we can be very valuable to you. Don't give up on us, old folks. We can be very valuable to you in this fight. We can do a lot of things that you younger folks find harder to do. Like we can be more public, for instance. Our names can be out there. We're not like you young people just starting your, you know,
next.
You know, you may not, you know, you may have to operate a little more incognito. Well, thank you, Alan. Let's go to Mitzi in Florida.
Good afternoon, James. Can you hear me?
Sure.
Okay. I want to do accommodate a little bit about the radical Islamization of the United States and the refugee resettlement industry, because they pretty much go hand in hand. And there was a wonderful article in the Free Magnolia some months back, written by Kearney Smith, Berlinian.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go right to that, Mitzi, right after this break. And also, Charlie in Los Angeles, hang on, we'll get to you after Mitzi. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Sing it, Merle. Oh, my gosh. The We're back here on the American Freedom Party Report here on Sunday, January 15th, just a few days to go until the inauguration. And Mitzi's on the line. Continue, Mitzi.
Okay. What I was mentioning is that there was a very good article in the Free Magnolia. It comes out of Alabama. And it was called The Stealth Islamization of America and the Dangers of This Trojan Horse. And what, you know, I went back and found the article because it was a news story about the U.S. Army accommodating the Muslim headgear in our military, which was just so shocking. It was on one of the news networks. But this gentleman who was a Geert Wilders, a representative in the Netherlands legislature, said, "We began by accommodating seemingly minor Sharia demands, such as women covering their hair. And before we knew it, we were tolerating polygamy. Europe is on a slippery slope towards full Islamization and the replacement of our secular legal system by Sharia law. This process of keeping Sharia is a nonviolent infiltration of our institutions. Western governments must stop this ever-expanding accommodation of Islam before it is too late." And this is tied to what George was talking about earlier, the refugee resettlement industry. There's so much building going on all over the United States, and if you see it, your refugees are probably coming to your town. And what's even more shocking, and really for those who are in the audience who may be Catholics, the Catholic Church has been at the top of the pyramid of the gravy train, millions, billions of dollars for the Catholic Charities and the National Catholic Bishops Association, accommodating and helping these people move to the United States. Besides that, in the Catholic colony of Maryland, which was really a Jesuit country, and they own lots of land, the Jesuits are selling their land, Catholic land, to these developers to build these high-density homes. And what is more shocking, just a few miles down the road, there are mosques being built. I mean, this country is totally crazy, and you have people like Paul Ryan, who during the campaign was, you know, he couldn't support Trump because of this, really, this rhetoric, which is not our value system. Well, Paul Ryan just, I mean, I have the Republican National Committee calling me all the time for money, and I did contribute because of Trump. And I told them, I'm not really a Republican.
Mitzi?
Okay.
Stay with us. We've got a little break here, and we'll round out your thought, and then we'll go to Charlie in Los Angeles. Stay tuned, folks.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.